From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. A leader of the General People's Congress said Saleh was martyred in the defense of the Republic, and he blamed Houthi rebels for Saleh's killing south of the capital, Sana'a. Meanwhile, the United Nations said airstrikes on the capital are intensifying and fighting is spreading to other areas. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but he continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. The rebels announced his death earlier Monday, claimed that he was on his way to Saudi Arabia when he was killed, and called his death the foiling of what they claim was his attempt at a coup against an alliance he never believed in. For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th to the 8th. Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach a Brexit divorce deal, but their leaders remained optimistic that they would reach an accord within days. British Prime Minister Theresa May and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker met in Brussels, trying to set terms for Britain's exit from the EU on March 29, 2019. He said, "This is not a failure. I'm very confident that we will reach an agreement in the course of a week." This is VOA News. Governments must do far more to include the needs of young people in the global fight against HIV and AIDS. That from a new report. Despite progress in tackling the disease, it's estimated that 1,700 new HIV infections happen every day among young people around the world, and the problem is especially acute in Africa. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
It is time policymakers recognised that HIV-positive adolescents face unique challenges, says the report from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine alongside the charity Centre Bali. Among the recommendations are that young people receive adequate psychosocial support, a human rights-based approach to testing and care, and finding ways to sensitively discuss sex and relationships for adolescents living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Professor Rashida Ferrand co-authored the research.
We really need to be thinking about all the barriers at every step in that broad environment, both at facility level and in clinics, etc., but also recognizing the fact that most of the time young people do not spend in facilities. So we have to think of modifying the environments and the barriers that those environments place.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis urged Pakistan on Monday to redouble its efforts to confront militants and terrorists operating within the country. He emphasized the vital role Islamabad can play to work with Washington to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan. Mattis arrived in Pakistan on a day trip and went into meetings with the prime minister, the military chief, and top cabinet members and heads of the country's spy operations, as well as the national security advisor. An American statement issued after the talks said Mattis recognized Pakistan's sacrifices in the war against terrorism and called for increased efforts toward regional stability and security. A judge of the Supreme Court in Spain on Monday ordered six jailed Catalan politicians released, but he upheld the continued detention of two separatist activists and two other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. He said it remained to be seen if their promises to respect Spanish law and renounce unilateral independence for Catalonia were truthful and real. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.